Shalom Boker Tov. We are on page Kuf Tet Zayin, and I am reading the section of the Ari, section Hey, and then I'll continue read the section Vav and Zayin. And this is all the top of the page. Ve'im te'emar, im ken zerampim ve'nikva da'atzilut, ve'briya kulam shavim, ki kulam mekablim mi'bina da'atzilut. Kuftet Zayin, section Hey. Not Orpinimi, I am right on top of the page. Ve'yesh lomar kekivar bi'anu, ki zerampin ve'nukva mekablim or ha'chokma atzma, ki kulam be'chokma asita. We said if you look at the Olam Atzilut, and where the light of Olam Atzilut comes, the light of Olam Atzilut, we said, is done in Olam Kadmon. The Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut comes from, the light of it comes from Olam Kadmon. And that is the Chochmah Elyon that comes to create Olam Atzilut. Now, Olam Atzilut, this Chochmah, we said, goes to Keter Chochmah and the rest of the Olam Atzilut, Sefirot of Atzilut. So when this Chochmah goes to Keter, Chochmah, where are you, Sasi? Kuf Tet Zayin.
116. No, I have no.
Give it to me, please. Here. And study here. So when you are, the Chochmah comes into the Keter of Atzilut, the Chochmah of Atzilut, when it comes to the Bina of Atzilut, usually we said every time the light comes, it goes to the Pe of that Sefirah and it makes a Or Chozer. We said Bina did not, the Masach of Bina did not activate itself. This is Masach of Olam Atzilut, Bina of Atzilut. Did not stop the light, allow the light to go through Bina, through a Ma'avar. So that means the Chochmah that came into Olam Atzilut went through Bina of Olam Atzilut, and went and reached to Zachar, that means Zerampin, v'nukva of Olam Atzilut. The only thing, this light went through Ma'avar of Bina. So, now, when this continued, it says, Nasa Bina, Masach Malbush Gamur, מחיצוניות הכלי של הבינה דאצילות ועל ידי מסך זה מקבלים כל עשר ספירות דבריה. This is very important to understand what it wants to say. Bina did not stop the light of Chochmah to go to Zerampin of Atzilut, to the Malchut of Atzilut. What she did? She said, okay, the light can go through, but through Chalon v'nekev tzar. Now, if she put the light, a Chalon, did all the light was able to go through this Chalon?
No.
All the light was able to go through Nekev tzar? No. What happened? This is where Or Makif happened. Bina said, it's okay for you to go through me, but you gotta go through Derech Ma'avar, Chalon v'Nekev Tzar. That means Bina created a new entity called Chitzoniut, Makif. The whole light is there, but has to go through Ma'avar. What stays out, it's called Chitzoniut. It's not, doesn't go through Zerampin, it doesn't reach Zerampin, and reaches the Nukva. Now, from the light of Chitzoniut, what stayed out, Bina created Olam called Bria. Olam called Bria, from the Chitzoniut. Whatever had to go through Zerampin, the Malchut of Atzilut, would go. No Masach. No Masach. That's why he says there is no Masach. However, there is Derech Chalon, Ma'avar, Chalon, Velenukva, Nekevza. Whatever remains right, whatever remains outside, it's called Chitzoniut, and out of that Chitzoniut, Eser Sefirot Sher Olam Bria.
Simply, didn't we say that Nekev Tzar, Chalon and Nekev Tzar are created through Or Chozer?
Bravo. Bravo. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Very nice. Hold on to that concept. Didn't we say that the Chalon and Nekev Tzar, that means there must be Or Chozer? That means if there is no Or Chozer, this doesn't happen? Now let's understand what that Or Chozer is, where it is. Very good. Now read again on top of the page. Ach acharei atzilut nasa bina, masach umalbush gamur, masach umalbush gamur, that means libush gamur, מחיצוניות הכלי של הבינה אף אצילות. אוקיי? החיצוניות, that's very important. Now it's clear. ועל ידי מסך זה מקבל העשר ספירות דבריה את אור אין סוף. אוקיי. Now let's go to what? וזה ודא. And you should know כי גם הבריאה, therefore habriya afal fi she khazar haor lehitlabesh bezeram pin shel habriya. Now what is the koma of or of olam briya? Bina bechinat bet. If there was a zivug daka that created olam briya, therefore in the masach that is in olam briya is what koma? Zerampin, because Bet was finished to do the Bria. Now, the light of Yetzirah has to be made in where? In Zerampin shel HaBria. What about Zerampin shel Atzilut? You follow what I'm saying? Hold on to this picture for a second. Remember that the light of Chochmah goes to Zerampin and Malchut of Atzilut. What do they do? What is their purpose? Because Zerampin of a Bria, it says here, ודע כי הבריאה אף על פי שחזר האור להתלבש בזרמפין של הבריאה, על כן זה גם כן המלכות של הבריאה. Therefore, same thing. The light that comes as well, the light of Bina, into זרמפין של הבריאה, it goes as well to the מלכות of the בריאה, but however, same way as Bina of Atzilut became derech ma'avar le'ol shel zerampin ve malchut of atzilut, bina of bria becomes a ma'avar as well, another ma'avar for zerampin ve malchut of olam bria.
Getting different kind of light.
Bravo! What is changed here? It's koma. It's different koma. ואין זרמפין מפסק לה, רק דרך מעבר לחוד. דוגמה, מה שכתוב באצילות. וכאן הוא בפרטות יצירה. He says, now, okay, we went through Bria too. Now we come to the detail of יצירה, and in יצירה there is מיניה ובעיה. In Olam Asiya, there is Mineya Obeya. It says the following. וכאן הוא בפרטות יצירה מיניה ובייה, וכאן בפרטות עשייה מיניה ובייה. That means, until comes, בינה doesn't really put any מסך. בינה causes only a מעבר. A מעבר. But you said correctly, isn't there קומות changes? Now, tell me, קומה זה רמפין. Of Atzilut is what? Gimel. Because the still is the light of Chokhmah coming through. Koma of Zerampin of Biriya is what? It's Bet. Now, let's follow the following. Go to Samech or Pinimi. Let's understand what is Mineya Ubeya. Let's understand what is Mineya Ubeya. Before you go, I want you to go to the first page of the paper that I gave you. And follow the following. We know that when Adam Kadmon, Olam Adam Kadmon was created with five partsufim. The first partsuf is Galgalta, which is Keter. Second partsuf is Ein Bet, which is Chokhmah. Third partsuf is Sag, which is Bina. Memhe is the third partsuf, which is Ze'rampin. Ve Ben is Malchut. Five partsufim. Any other olam that you got, it must have five partsufim too. Because what you're studying here is totality of the pattern of anywhere you go. And now what the Rav is teaching us in each koma, how these five partsufim reload, change. Because the koma changes the now the but still dugma to the original. If you look at the Galgalta, Galgalta is really the kotz of Yudke Vavke. Ein Bet is the Yud K, Yud of Yud K Vav K. Sag is the He of Yud K Vav K. Ben, Mem He is the Vav, and Ben is the He. When came into Galgalta, came to the Pe, the Avyud was what? Dalet. So the Or Chozer that happened in the Peh of the Galgalta is of Koma of Keter. Okay? Now, the light goes all the way down till Tabur of Adam Kadmon, the picture says. Right? After it goes to Tabur, it comes back.
You mean at the first Or Chozer it goes all the way to Tabur?
The after it makes the Or Chozer of Bechina Dalet, captures Keter. This light of the Keter goes all the way, makes Mina Uba. It has to go down. Why it has to go down? Because we said what it captures on the head is only Shoresh. So it has to create Guf Vesium, Toch Vesof. Now, it makes a Minauba from the Peh. It makes a Minauba. What is Min? We're going to study what is Minauba in order to create the goof. And comes back, and this time, when it comes back, when you got an idea, let's say a thought came to your mind, and all the way your toes realizes what this stuff, then it comes to your heart, now you want to do it. Maaseh. That's the action part. That's the action part. Now, this is the chazeh. Now, you want, the first step is, from the chazeh, you see the chazeh of Adam Kadmon, the aviyut in the chazeh is now bechinat gimel, because dalet was the peh. Malchut comes one level lower, goes to the chazeh, and the chazeh makes peh, another peh, and creates one Or Chozer, and that's the Rosh of Ein Bet. Now, what is the Rosh of Ein Bet?
What is it?
Yeah, what is equivalent Rosh of Ein Bet?
It's the body of
It should be from the Pe of Adam Kadmon till Chaze of Adam Kadmon. What Chokhmah is missing now?
Keter.
Or of Keter. Or of Keter. Bina, what is missing? Bravo. What is missing? It's not missing. It is hidden inside of the or of the Bina. Now, therefore, the Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh, Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh of Ein Bet, which has a Koma of Gimel, it goes all the way to the Chokhmah. Yes, it goes to the Siyum, which is Tabur of Adam Kadmon. Then what it does, it comes back again to Nekudah Chazeh in order to create another Parsuf called Sag. Now, what the Or Chozer that Galgalta captured in his head, what she is going to do? He created, went all the way till Tabur, right? Is this a stop? Is it going to finish? What is going to do with that Or Chozer? It's created a vessel?
Not yet.
Yes, of course. As far as this Galgalta is concerned, did he...
Galgalta, yes.
Yes, did he finish a vessel? And that vessel he called what? Where do I get this vessel? That vessel is the courts of Yud-Keh Vav-Keh. That's the Ensof. That's why Galgalta is the Ensof. Now, Ein Bet created the Or Chozer of Koma of what? Gimel. That means there was an Or Chozer that captured Eser Sefirot Or Yashar Koma of Chokhmah to purpose of create what with this?
Yeah.
Olam Atzilut.
Awesome.
Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut. That Or Chozer that was created in the Rosh of Ein Bet, not only it went to his body, yes, it went to his body, became Adam. To do what? To create a olam with that Or Chozer that he captured, to create a olam called Bria. Bria had a light within it. Which light she could make? Yetzirah, Alefna, to create a koma called Yetzirah. Now, when it came to Yetzirah and Asiya, there was an actual, it says, Mina Uba. But the Mina Uba was in Atzilut too. Because in Atzilut, as soon as there was the Eser Sefirot of Rosh of Atzilut, then the rest of the Atzilut, the goof of the Atzilut was made too, in order to make a complete Partsuf, in order to create a Bria. Bria became a complete Partsuf, called Partsuf Sag, it's Shoresh, in order to create an Olam called Yetzirah. And all the way down. Now, go to Samech, page Kuf Yud Zayin. Yeah, but the Shevira that happened, not only the broken vessel came down to Olam Abriya and created the Olam Abriya, the broken vessel came and created that seven broken Malchuyot came down. That's the Chitzoniyot we are talking about. They came to create the Briya. What came to create the Briya? All the seven Chitzoniyot Shel Bina. Chitzoniyot Shel Kli of Bina. That's what we said. Came to create because those chitzoniyut caused breakage. It did not come Boker Tov. But this Or Chozer is going to become very clear for you. Please go to Samech because that's right now we are putting this together. Inyan HaOr Chozer. What is the subject of Or Chozer? Hayored Mimala Lemata. What do you mean Or Chozer goes from above to below? Or Chozer goes from below to above. Now what he's talking about is that Or Chozer that goes from below to above and is captured in the head, Eser Sefirot in the head, as we have it right here, look at in the first page, you have Eser Sefirot Or Yashar, Eser Sefirot Or Chozer, and there is a Masach Peh Malchut De Rosh. Okay, now this is called what light it is now, which has Eser Sefirot Or Yashar in it, Eser Sefirot Or Chozer in it. What light is this? Huh? No, I'm talking in general. This is, no, it is Keter, it's captured Eser Sefirot. Eser Sefirot, it's Rosh. It has Eser Sefirot with Eser Yashar, Eser Sefirot or Chozer. That means a captured light that has 10 lights inside. And this Or Chozer is a libush holding this Eser Sefirot.
So
where? In the head.
Yeah, but it takes place from above to below. And then
first it comes above to below, Eser Sefirot, and then you say, and there is the Or Chozer and captures. Whatever you captured is Eser Sefirot in it, Or Yashar, Eser Sefirot, Or Chozer.
But it's for the below.
Hold on. Capture. What am I going to do it? He says, I have to litrachev. I have to expand. Because this is not kli gamur. So it says the following. He says, Inyana Or Chozer hayored mimala lemata. Now this, what I captured in the head, is going to turn around to go down. Who is going to turn around? This Malchut. Malchut of Peh is that complete of the Eser Sefirot. Malchut is the kli of this Eser Sefirot. This one is going to turn around in order to go down. The Malchut of Rosh is going to turn around in order to go down. Lemata, this we call the Or Chozer Mimala Lemata. Because it was this Or Chozer that happened in the head that captured this light. So we call this light now Or Chozer Mimala Lemata. Now this goes from above to below. It's another period. The first one that came from above to below was Or Yashar completely. This one that goes from above to below, which goes into the goof, Derech Ma'avar, which is Garon. Okay? This called Minaya Ubeya. This light that goes from the above is the amount of Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at that you capture.
But that's the Or Chasadim with Or
Chokhmah. It's Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at. At the meantime, let's follow this. Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at, whatever is in your head that you captured. And now you send it down to tell all your bodies, say, hey, here we go, we got to make a complete kli for this. Because this is only an idea. Yeah, you captured it. You got the idea, nobody else captured the idea, you picked on it, and now you want to make a complete kli for it. So what you got to do, you got to send it derech mava. Now what is chokhmah? In reality is keter, chokhmah, bina. And bina send the light derech ma'avar. So, that means Chokhmah Bina Da'at, or Keter Chokhmah Bina is in the Rosh, and the goof starts Chesed Gevura Tiferet until the Tabur, and then Netzach Hod Yesod from Tabur to the Siyum, to the Regel. And until you don't do this goof, your Toch and Sof, which is goof, the Kli is not complete. That means the idea that you get in your head is not complete. This happens in every olam. Now, when I captured in my head, this mina uba is to create what?
How can it happen in every olam if we have that process only with keter?
No, then this masach is aviyut first dalet, right?
Yes.
The first round, it is dalet. Second round is what? It's Gimel.
With the same
procedures. it gets Eser Sefirot from above. This Eser Sefirot makes it Una Uba, makes a goof, and makes another head for the next one.
The
you see?
Is the same.
It makes from this here. Now, what is missing
so
is the Keter.
Before, it's only the start. It's not only the Keter creates that and that's it.
No, then Chokhmah has the same pattern. Binah has the same pattern. Everybody has, because everyone creates a Parzuf. A Parzuf means has to have Rosh Toch Sof. And that Parzuf is made, now you have a Rosh, now you have a Toch, and then you have a Sof. How did you create your Rosh and Toch and Sof? What you captured, the original Eser Sefirot, right? Okay, now you became a complete Adam that has Rosh Toch Sof. What's your purpose? Didn't we say each Adam is Olam Katan? Don't you have your own Olam? It's to create Olam. Atzilut is to create Olam. Again, Chokhmah is to create Olam Atzilut. Chokhmah created a Parzuf called Anbet. A Parzuf called Anbet. And what is Parzuf? Rosh, Toch, Sof. And the Rosh is through Or Chozer of Koma Gimel. That creates a Parzuf called Ein Bet. Now, this Ein Bet captured something that created his goof and his legs and everything to do what? Asiya, to do something. To do what? To create an Olam called Atzili. Bina. Bina. Energy of Bina. Created an Olam, a Parzuf called Sag. Which Bina? Bina of this Keter, the original, created the Parzuf called Sag. Sag has Koma of Bichinat Bet. And Sag, because understood what really Chokhmah wants, created a Parzuf called Sag in order to create a Bria, and Bria to create Yetzirah, and Yetzirah to create Asiya. Now let's go back here again. Inyana or chozera yored mimala lemata. That's in general everywhere. Asher derchol laharchiv et hamasach. Laharchiv et hamasach ve'et hakli hamalchut. That means take from bichinat dalet to bichinat gimel to bichinat bet to alef till shoresh. At the same time, expansion of finally to make the kli. עד שמתפשט בעצם לעשר ספירות ממעלה למטה מכתר עד דמלכות. מכתר עד דמלכות that comes to the tabu. כנזכר למעלה. והנה, התפשטות מלכות זאת מכונה בכל מקום התפשטות מיניה וביה. That means whenever you capture or חוזר in certain rosh, you only, in order for you to expand the masach and to expand the kli, you have to make a mineya ubeya. V'kelomar shehakli ha'echad shenikra malchut, hakli ha'echad, it's only the malchut that is moving, mitpashet ba'atzma, only malchut, not the rest. Everything comes until it reaches the malchut. Then malchut makes אמיניה ובאיה פרם לבד מתפשט בעצמה מיניה ובא לעשר ספירות. וכבר ידעת, you already you know, שעשר ספירות המוגבלות. Now what is, which ספר ספירות are מוגבל? They have גבול. Hello? Suddenly this is it. This is the 12 שבטים. This is the all the גבולים that God has said, nature has said. What is mukbal? What makes something mukbal? What causes hagbalot? What causes gvulim? The or chozer that it causes to capture. It's magviloto. It limits it. It says this much. So this or chozer that has gvulim, with its gvulim, defines that olam. There is an or chozer in olam atzilut. That or chozer has gvulim. And that gvulim creates that olam in order to la'asot what this parsuf was supposed to be made. So, who runs, which parsuf runs olam bria? Sag, which is bina. Okay? It is simple. I sat down and I played around and I write myself. It's simple. If you sit down and really follow, it says here, Sha'esa sefirot ha-mukbalot shebekol olamot hem nasa rak al yadei ha-or chozer ha-mitpashed elehen mimala lemata. So in reality, the goof of a parzuf is the olam that he creates. What is your olam? Is the goof that you create, is your olam, is your whole world. And look at the second page, it says, from Atzilut, you really start the goof. Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, makes your totality a goof of Adam. What we don't have is the keter. Olam Atzilut is, we said, is missing or a keter. So that's why there is always a chisaron. That's why there is only 9 sefirot that we have to tikkun. And that's the 9 tikkunei, dikna, later on become 13. The first time God gave 13 midot rachamim, but after that they couldn't. From Ari Hampin, which is 13 midot of Rachamim, we went to Zeir Hampin, which is 9 midot of Rachamim. Now, but
the word Makbul is the same as Makbul in Farsi?
No, that's Ghuf. That's Ghuf.
Because the meaning is totally different.
Yes. Makbul is something else. This is hagba. This is magbir. Right. You're right. Magbir. Gabul is kabel. Kabel. Kuf kafe. Okay. Now, come here. This is beautiful. So, we say, what is this minauba? Now, Ein, let's go to Ba'olam ha-yetzira mitlabesh or ha-elyon ba'or chozer de bechinat alef. So that means Olam Yetzira is created by or chozer of bechinat alef. Olam Yetzira. Olam Briya, or chozer of bechinat bet. Olam Asiya was created by or chozer of Shoresh, that's Asiya. Of the shoresh created shehi komad hanukva de zerampin zain vehina eser sefirot kedei la'ir beyitzira mitlabesh labush gamur. He says this libush, this does not become complete until it gets to yitzira.
If I understand what you said, and according to this, ofuzer yitzar et harosh.
Which Or Chozer?
Shel Galgalta.
Galgalta Or Chozer made in the Rosh of the Galgalta.
Okay. Went all the way down.
Yitzar. Came back.
Yatzar.
Yatzar at Chazer.
Yes.
Now he wanted to expand. So he had to create another one, and he created Ein Bet, parts of Ein Bet. Now, what did he create with this Or Chozer? There was an Or Chozer here in Galgalta.
Uh-huh.
Kots of the Yud-K. Now, is there an Or Chozer in level of Ein Bet?
Not yet.
Why? As soon as there is a
now
Pe?
Now it needs to be, Yetzar Oto, and then, this is my question.
Right.
Bravo. This created this, this go down, go up, created that.
What is going down and creating all these things to come back to Chazer? It's creating Olam Briya, Olam Atzilut. This is Ein Bet, Olam Atzilut. So Olam Atzilut is the goof of Ein Bet. Olam Akbiriya is the goof of Sag. Olam Yetzira, and the goof of Sag creates the Yetzira. Goof of Yetzira creates the Asiya.
So every...
every Rosh creates a complete Parzuf.
And this is the Rosh Toch.
And this Rosh Toch, and the goof, the Toch, which is the goof, Toch Sof, which is the goof of entity, has a purpose. Why you create the Olam? Your head, Ein Bed, his head is between Chazeh and Peh of Galgalta, and his goof is Olam Atzilut. That's why we're going to read right now. The Kotz is Galgalta, Ein Bed is Yud, Sag is Hey, Mem Hey is Vav, and Ben is Hey.
Okay. I don't understand. This is the control panel. All this Galgalta.
That's the seed.
They're controlling the world. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
But I want to understand the meaning. I can understand Galgalta.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What is Ein Bet? What does that for?
That's Ein Bet is... Chesed is the Koma of Chochmah.
Why is it Ein Bet? What does it mean?
Because when you take the Milui of it, all of these are what?
Yeah, it's the
Galgalta. Isn't this Galgalta is really Shem Hovaya? It's four phases, right? Galgalta became complete. Adam Kadmon became complete when it went.
What does it mean? Hold on.
If you take the Yud Kei Vav Kei and make a milui of Yudin, because Yud is Chokhmah. Now take Yud Kei Vav Kei and make a milui on Yud. Becomes Yud Vav Dalet. Hey becomes Hey Yud. Vav becomes Vav. Yud Vav. Hey Yud. This becomes numerical value 72. Chesed Ein Bet. Sag is Yudin, but the Vav, instead of Yud, the Vav becomes Aleph. We will learn why. And then Mem Hey is Yud Vav, Dalet. Hey Aleph is with Alfin, is a Tikkun Aleph. Is Yud Vav, Dalet. Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, Hey Aleph. That makes Mem Hey, 45, Adam. And that's why the tikkun is, as we said Tuesday, is Mem Hey and Ben.
I understand. It's the fulfillment of the letters. If you fulfill Ein Bet.
What it means fulfillment? That means when Ein Bet finishes, completes, and makes Milui becomes into fruition, then that Olam of Atzilut is completed.
So Ein Bet really means.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about. You are dreaming now.
No, it really, I mean, if you're going to fulfill it, I want to understand the meaning behind Ein Bet.
Wait. Bezrat Hashem, when we get to the 13, Chelek 13, 14, then... we will have some idea.
Because it cannot be accidental.
Nothing is accidental.
Okay.
Trust me.
So
that
it must have a meaning. I can understand Galgalta.
Every point here has a meaning. In any case, what I like... I want to finish this, so I'm going to read it quickly because I want to go to the next chapter. I am looking at Ein. And Ein is telling us the Libush Gamur. What is this Libush Gamur? Or Chozer HaMitpashet MiMasach VaLemata. That means Masach, which was in the Peh, Lemata, please. Mechone Libush Gamur. That means the Libush Gamur is not Gamur in the head. It's Gamur when it comes down. Lihiyoto Magbir. That means it's further Gvulin. It's Magbil, it's Maf'ul, it's Magbil, it puts Gvulim. I hope you guys listen to the Tuesday class. I really advise it. אם האביות המיוחד לו להראות שמתלבש שלא יכול להמשיך משהו אור במשונה מוגבלו. That means it makes sure that the light that is supposed to be bina and supposed to go koma bed, supposed to be bria, it's only for bria and it's not going to go anywhere else. I cannot find neshama anywhere else. I gotta come to the level of my bria. Now, look at here. Where is the bria? When they tell you breeze, when do they tell you breeze? To how far down? No, what are you talking about? It's to the tabur. It goes all the way down. And bria is what? Neshama. What do you pull in? Nishama. You pull it all the way till tabur. And that's all ambriya. Look at the picture. That's why there is all ambriya. Now, atzilut is something else. It's the chazeh. It's the heart. It's the upper heart. Then you go to asiya. Then you look at the asiya. You see why there is an asiya. You need another heart, which is on top of the asiya. And that's your liver.
But the air is for the lungs, and the lungs.
Bravo, bravo. Yeah. How many lungs pieces you got?
It should be like 2 pieces.
How many? There are 2 pieces, but how many sections there are in the reot? 5. 5. The fifth is your heart inside. There are 5. There are the 5. That is where your nekudah chazeh is. I have 5 partsufim olam atzilut. What are the 5 partsufim of olam atzilut? Because now you gotta learn the now partsufim of olam atzilut, which is arichampin. The whole tikkun starts from arichampin. Abba ve'ima, Israel saba ve'tevuna. Those are the 5 partsufim of olam atzilut. And each one of those partsuf have one purpose. Again, have to create one olam. Define something.
Can we say the reason that the chazeh part is taken for the next level of A is because what you take in as far as breathing to stay alive is not for your own sake, like eating, which is the next level.
Yeah.
For enjoyment.
That's correct. But now I want to ask you another question. That chokhmah bina that was you captured in your head, already that chokhmah went all the way to your toes or not? Yeah, they are concealed. They are there. It's impossible, no. You mean your toes doesn't know about what you thought in your head?
Concealed, because
it's concealed. But it is there.
In potentiality.
In reality. But it's concealed. It's libushim, 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 libushim. The truth, the emet, is within me. But there are a lot of layers coming. And all the layers, we said the light of this one doesn't go into the light of this one. They have gvul. They don't mix together. They are libush together. You have your tzitzit, katan. You have your shirt. You have your jacket. They are all 3 layers there, but they are 3 different layers. I don't see your tzitzit katan, but I see your coat. Maybe part of your shirt. In any way. מה שעל כן כתוב, אור חוזר העולה ממטה למעלה, אף על פי שהוא גם כן ליבוש. He says, yes, you have אור חוזר from below to above. And that's a ליבוש. 10 ספירי דור ישר, אמנם הליבוש הזה אינו מגביל כלום. את אור שהוא מלביש כנזכר למעלה. It has to be a mina uba, it has to be completed, and when it comes to mina uba, it creates the world. So, what the world is missing really, we will see that Zerampin has only 6 ketzavot. It's missing the rosh. Because it's a mina uba, we said the chokhma bina da'ad is missing. Malchut is missing the rosh, and only has vav ketzavot. וו כצוות של עולם יצירה, וו כצוות של עולם עשייה, וו כצוות of the רמפין, וו כצוות of the מלכות, is all the תיקון that we have to do. Now, Bezrat Hashem, we will continue and we hopefully, please study it, please listen to the Tuesday class. I think will help you tremendously in making more sense out of this and hopefully making vessels out of it. Shalom.